A woman remains in a critical condition in hospital after she was attacked and set on fire at her home in Clondalkin in Dublin. A Garda source described it as an horrific and frightening attack, which it suspected could be drugs related. There has been a steady rise in incidents of drugs-related intimidation in recent years, with Gardaí now recording all around 500 cases a year. Breda Fell, who's a spokesperson for Families in Addiction Recovery Ireland, has been giving me her reaction to the Clondalkin attack.
First of all, I just, when I heard it on the news, I just thought, wow, horrific. And my mind did go to drug-related incident. It's the type of violence that we can hear. And it's very often that type of drug-related violence that people will take that type of action. It really is horrific, and at a level now that it's very frightening.
Tell us about the work that you do and the sort of stories you come across.
FARI is Family Addiction Recovery Ireland, and it's a newly constituted national representative body for families affected by problem substance use. And we've been involved, well, like me personally, I've been involved in working in the area over 20, 25 years, but all of the people who are involved in FARI just want the representative voice to represent people in communities who have been affected by drug use, just to get their voice, whether it's in the National Drug Strategy or any of the program related to drugs. You know, there's many family support groups affiliated around the country who are there in their own area trying to help other families in desperate situations, and really just to tell people that they're not alone, that there's support.
How common is intimidation of families over drug debt or over some other drugs-related issue?
Recently, we produced a report from a conference we held called Trauma in the Community. We wanted people to come together, but one of the biggest issues was that around families and communities and the impact of drug-related use, drug-related debt. And at that conference, we heard family members describing their experience from one part of the country to the other, the devastation it has on families. And some families and communities may not experience drug-related, but the community is impacted. There's fear and intimidation. So it does impact on families throughout the country. It's all on a spectrum. And whether it's low-level or high-level, families do suffer as a result of it.
Right, so sometimes it might just be harassment, and in other cases it can be violence.
Absolutely. Like in one case, if a family who were living in a more rural area, the people would come at night time with their cars, driving around the house, put their full lights into the house, you know, and then it would increase the level of knocking at the door, saying that they wanted to claim certain amount of money, not knowing is this real debt or imagined debt or whatever. So if the level can increase, and if from a rural area, they found it very, very frightening indeed, to be honest. So it can be all sorts of types of intimidation, depending when people are leaving or they're living or what type of people are involved in it. But it's no less frightening. And in that case, you know, thank goodness, now they did pay a lot of debt, but they felt at the point then that they couldn't pay any more, and this wasn't getting them anywhere, that it was going around in a vicious circle. So they did reach for support. So
I remember not that long ago in the north inner city in Dublin seeing posters. I think the Gardaí were advertising, saying that there is help available. Is there help available? I mean, where can people go if they're suffering from drugs-based intimidation?
I would definitely say, Rachel, to reach out for support. There are a huge amount of groups out there that are offering support from, you know, different parts of the country. So I would say drugs.ie have a list of all family support groups in communities across the country. There's also the Drive programme. And that's something that I would have worked with families, you know, that who would be experiencing intimidation. Very often they're reacting in a fight or flight mode. They're just reacting to situations, and it causes a huge amount of damage to their health. So this program can help people think about it, take the breath, think through their options. It's giving people the opportunity to see what options that they have. And there are options for people and support out there.
Breda Fell there, who's a spokesperson for Families in Addiction Recovery Ireland.